Hello. This is the John and Ken Show. The toll-free number to call in is 888-JOHN-KEN, 888-564-6536. And if you want to email us, john-ken@primenet.com, john-ken@primenet.com. The last live show that we're doing tomorrow is a rerun, and then we've ended our syndication. We're taking a morning job in Los Angeles on KABC Radio. We thank you for listening, and we are turning the final hours over to you. You can call in and scream about whatever you want, talk about whatever you want, say goodbye. We don't care. But understand that, you know, you have a much higher risk of getting hung up on than normal. Let's go to Ron. You're on the John and Ken Show. Ron. Yeah. Is 12 not going to work, too? Put that on hold. Put it back again. You there?
Nope.
Maybe he's dead on his end. Maybe all the phone lines will go dead. Dave, you're on the John and Ken Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Fine.
Hi, I was just calling in. My rage is I'm up here in Sacramento, and now I'm stuck with about 14 hours of picking Dr. Laura on my talk radio up here. They're really going to miss you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Nothing I can do. Ken Cole's a good guy. He's a big supporter of ours and a friend of ours at KSTE.
Yeah.
So we like him. I don't know what the Dr. Laura situation is.
And, I don't know.
You know, I don't really care.
It's a successful show, so.
Oh, you know, there's more people an opportunity to hear it other times of the day.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, you guys are the highlight of my day after, you know, listening to that kind of crap, and then I get to treat you and...
there's a lot of different flavors out there. Yeah, all right. Well, if you're ever in L.A., give us a call.
Okay, thanks a lot. Oh, I am. I'm planning to listen to your KABC. I got an office down there, so.
Oh, good. Well, I'm going to get the internet, too.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Now, the thing is, we've learned this better than anything in 2.5 years, this syndication thing is, our show is unique compared to the most of the landscape of AM talk radio, so I would expect that people that enjoyed our show for the last couple of years will be upset by its departure because it's really not likely to be replaced by any of the things.
You know what, though? We had a successful syndication run. We had over 120 stations. We could have kept it running for years. There was just a special set of unique circumstances which made us decide that we'd like to take the morning job at KABC. So we could have kept this going, and it was doing all right, and it could have ran for a while, and we were just deciding to get out of it. Part of the reason is I didn't think there was going to be a whole lot of growth for the show nationally because it's talk radio, and this is the idiots that run the radio business. They have catered to such a wacko right-wing audience that these stations have become a church. And many of the people who listen to these stations regard the hosts as preachers at the church. And if you're not preaching the party line, they don't want to hear you. And there really wasn't any alternative for us to go in a lot of places. Either we were on the right-wing church station or we weren't on at all. It's no fun being on a right-wing church station because those people don't have a sense of humor.
We've experienced one large market station that just was unbelievable. That was such a church that when we came on, they were just so irate. We heard stories of pickets, protests, screaming.
These are fanatical.
That's a radio show. It's like George Lucas in a Star Wars movie trying to tell you it's just a movie.
And it's not like, you know, these people don't deserve their radio programming. They do. If stations can make money at it, then fine. It's just amazing how, with all the talent in radio and all the stations, that most AM talk stations are programmed this way. I'm astonished how there isn't, like, you know, five or six different brands of talk radio in town, how it's just the right way.
Think about it. You've come to understand. It's how TV works. Once a show succeeds, there's 65 clones of it within a year.
All right, yeah, but there's still a wide variety of genres on TV.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't mind that, you know, somebody's successful and they copy it 30 times over, but in AM radio, that's the only thing. It's like a political right wing, you know, Dr. Laura, she's social right wing, it's right wing, right wing, right right wing. There's very little of anything else.
Well, what happened there historically is worth pointing out because those people felt like they were not hearing their philosophy anywhere else in the media. They think, well, we don't. I'm saying this about them.
Right.
I think the newspapers are all left wing. I think the TV news is all left wing.
No, they're crazy.
They found Rush and the rest of those political shows to be their only voice, and boy, did they swarm to it.
I mean,
that is now what, over 10 years old, trend?
And the stupid radio program directors, they cater to that and they don't develop anything else.
But they make money at it. Why take the risk of developing anything else?
Because there's other ways to make money. There's lots of ways to make money. Look at television.
Yeah, but
it would be like
you gotta be you gotta start somewhere.
So you want to be
the first one to put a different kind of show out that fails?
The guys who are first, who are bald, make the most money and are the biggest successes.
There was a good collection of them that believed we were part of that change, but...
Well, yeah, but we can't be alone. We can't be alone.
That's the point.
Can't be the only mainstream show in a sea of right-wing wackiness.
Well,
I'm not going to spend my whole life fighting that.
If you're programming a station in one of these towns, what other show besides ours could you put on? There weren't any.
Yeah, there weren't.
So that's what I mean.
No. For years and years, let's go back 20 years, they should have been developing people who could do different kinds of radio. They don't. They sit there and wait until one guy like Rush is a phenomenon, and then they try to get their local fat guys to bellow like Rush.
That's something else we've learned.
Yeah,
they're not out there.
That's not what they... No, they... Look, the movies...
You've seen what there is out there.
You got to develop it.
Your joke is about Major League Sports now. There's too many teams. The talent pool is too thin. Well, there's a lot of talk stations now. Maybe the talent pool is too thin.
You know what? They don't develop radio talent. There's probably a lot of people out there who just never think of getting into radio.
You've seen the clones coming up on the airwaves in a tape Mars show. It's horrible.
No, and
we left another place.
This is a deep-rooted problem. This is not taking people already in the radio business right now and turning them to something good. That's not possible. I'm talking about years and years and years ago having a constant talent development going on. Having the vision to see that over time you could have many varieties of radio entertainment.
See,
nobody does. They just sit around and play 20 records in a row, or they put a fat right wing guy on.
I've listened to radio for a long time, and what you're talking about, entertainment radio, I think the best entertainers in this country, they end up being stand-up comics, and they go to TV and movies. They don't want to do radio. So what you get in the radio business is entertainers are really horrible people that read the joke services copy.
That's true.
The morning zoo shows, the wacky, it's not funny.
Chuck, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi.
We're going to miss you a lot down here in Atlanta, and I think my favorite show was when you guys had the My Favorite Drug Hour. Remember that? The guy that did the bottles of Robitussin or something?
You see, nobody else does stuff like that.
No.
Instead, they want to sit and pound on Clinton's head all day and night.
People ask me what I listen to when I come home from work, and I said, well, these guys, it's kind of hard to describe. I can't use to describe you guys as the Village Voice of the radio, when Village Voice used to be really cutting edge. And it's kind of different. You know what they're putting us in your place is Ken Hamblin. You know who he is?
No, yeah, right-wing black guy.
And he calls the unassuming color guy, right-wing
black
guy.
That's what AM radio is about. It's not a right-wing black guy. It's a right-wing woman. It's a right-wing fat guy. It's a right-wing skinny guy. It's a right-wing young guy. And so that's all the flavors they got.
Well, I used to be in radio years ago, and it was fun, but it got to be all the same. And you guys are a nice, refreshing change out there, and I wish you luck.
Well, thanks very much.
Okay,
thanks.
All right. There are times when I never knew what to think of this, because I would listen to these right-wing talk shows, and I would just wonder, who are the people that are in this audience? You got a guy reading House bills and pounding on Clinton and discussing internal congressional politics.
Who wants to hear this?
I don't know. And you and I have always said, in our own personal lives, all the friends and people we've known, nobody would fit into this. I think you told me once about a year or two ago you ran into someone at some party that would be part of that.
Right.
Listening audience. And it was the first time ever you actually encountered a person like that.
Right.
They gave you the chills. It was like,
here's my thinking. You know how they have music radio? They got 20 different formats to everybody's music tape?
That's right.
If the geniuses that run radio, and there aren't any geniuses, most of them are some of the dullest witted people I've ever run across, there should be 20 different kinds of talk radio, entertainment radio. People would listen to talk radio. Everybody listens to a music station would listen to a talk station if it was programmed to their taste the way music stations are. But they're not. It's just generally right-wing this, and, you know, I'm the moral authority, and this is the way the world should be. And it's like, shut up.
Yeah, and you know what? You know what's really nice?
And it gets to the choir. I think they're changing everything.
These people who do the preaching and these people who are telling everybody how to run their lives or how the world should run, they're the most screwed up people in their private lives that you'd ever want to run across.
But you know, the audience doesn't know that. The audience sits there with their mouths open, worshipful, these fat windbags carrying on, not knowing that these people are mental patients. In another century, in another time, they would be locked up in a cement building. Let's go to John. You're on the John and Ken show.
No, it's a bad line. Still a bad line.
Hello?
Hello.
Works like every other time.
Let's go to Brian. You're on the John Ken Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
I'm in Sacramento, and I think that you guys are kind of a right-wing show.
Now, why would you think that?
Well, I mean, listen to John. He drives a big SUV. He's tough on crime. He wants as little laws as possible. He doesn't like welfare.
He's
basically a California conservative.
No, I'm an anarchist.
Well, you're picking there. You're picking. You're picking and choosing.
Well, he's not socially conservative. But
we once made an appearance in Bakersfield where we had an affiliate, Brian, and we were a whole group of people, at least three or four of us showed up and were yelling at us as liberals. Get out of town, you liberals.
Oh,
there you go.
No.
And a whole different interpretation of the show from you.
You know what? My views are my views. They don't belong to anybody, any party, any nothing.
Well, I really look up to guys. I really enjoy you.
Thanks very much.
If you heard us talking about... If you heard John talking about drugs, you'd think he was a liberal because he thinks there shouldn't be any drug laws. People do what they have to do.
He's a libertarian.
All right, closer to that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
that's not a conservative or a right-wing wacko, though. There's a big difference. My social issues, the right-wing
wacko. I'm for no laws.
And John really...
I'm for no laws at all.
Well, I'm really going to miss your show, and I hope I get into radio one day, and I hope I'll have a show just like yours. You guys are great.
Marlo, good luck.
Thank you.
If you ever get in LA, come visit us.
I will.
All right.
I'll talk to you then.
Thanks
a
lot. Bye bye.
Yeah. Didn't hang up
here. We're inspiring a new generation.
Yeah, people are still enough all over. All right. It's a free for all.
You got. You call it, we'll keep complaining about the state of radio.
Why did you do Star Wars for now?
Yeah, I'm trying to avoid that.
The number is 888 John Ken, 888-564-6536.
This is the John and Ken Show.
Nice Chardonnay, Doug.
Board of Education. Real talk on WGR News Radio 55.
This is the John and Ken Show.
And our toll-free number is 888-JOHN-KEN, 888-564-6536.
So for some of you, it's the final minutes of the last John and Ken Show, and for some of you, we got another hour. Let's go to Mike. You're on the John and Ken Show.
All right, nice talk to you guys.
Hey.
Hey, I want to ask you, what do you think would happen to that boy Tyler? That was he gave the drugs over to his parents or whatever?
Oh, this is the kid that guy said he got the marijuana from a friend at school, and instead of throwing it out, turned it over to his parents, who called the cops, who called the school, and he got suspended.
Yeah, if he was black, do you think all this would be happening to him?
Do you think he
would be all over that, saying it was racial?
But could be. Could be true.
Could be true. If the kid was black, they'd be claiming discrimination against the black child. If he was a minority in the school, I mean, if it was an all-black school, they might not...
we can always go back to if Taisha Miller was white, would she have been shot that night by the cops in Riverside, California?
Yeah, probably not. That's true, exactly.
Probably not. there's always one for one.
Can't live in a parallel universe, so there's no way to...
No.
Let's go to Catherine. Catherine, you're on the John and Ken Show.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm from British Columbia.
Hi.
Well, I'm going to miss you guys. In fact, my fiance and I have been talking about this for about a week. And our favorite moment with you guys is when you had your trailer park trash on.
Yeah, our trailer trash.
That's
yeah.
John,
oh, that is one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, well, we've got friends who live in trailers, and it's an inspiration.
Well, you listen to C-Fun, right?
Yeah.
C-Fun guys are great guys. So
it's kind of seeing you guys aren't affiliated in the morning, so we could listen to you guys then, too.
Yeah, well...
But it's not going to be syndicated at this time.
No, that's the way the show. That's the way the business goes.
Anything in the future?
You never know. Years from now, who knows?
We'd like the climate to change a little bit before we ever try this again.
Yeah, I'm not.
Somebody else be the trail burner.
I'm not banging my head against all the right wing wacko listeners. If the program directors and the station owners don't want to attract normal people, the other 95% of America, to talk radio, then I'm not fighting. See, LA is different. LA talk stations are far different. There's very little right wing thumping. There's much more entertainment, and it's a much better environment for us.
Columbia loves you.
I know. We got your station was trying things too, and that's good to hear.
Anyways, well, good luck on your further ventures.
Thank you very much, Catherine.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Joanne. You're on the John and Ken Show.
Hi, John and Ken.
Hi.
Yeah.
I called to wish you good luck on KABC.
Thank you.
And I'm going to miss you a lot. I was in Orange County, Newport Beach for 5 years. Moved to Saginaw, Michigan.
Why'd you do that?
It's too long a story.
For the weather?
But I find myself here, and I find myself in the desert of talk radio here.
Yes.
And when I found your station, I thought, oh, thank you, God. I can listen to somebody who's alive here. And I just loved it, and I'm so sorry you're leaving.
Well, we're sorry you're leaving, too. I get out of Saginaw, though, honey.
I know. I don't know why I'm here.
Newport Beach is a lot better than Saginaw.
I know.
Have you been to Saginaw? No, I haven't.
There.
No, I haven't.
No, you don't know.
I've been to Michigan, though. I know a few places there.
Yeah.
You know a few places in Michigan.
I had a friend who lived there, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I don't know what I'm going to listen to now. There's nothing else.
I know. Well, see, because I tell you, the program directors and the station owners don't care about normal people.
Oh, I know.
They don't care.
And I listen to all the shows, and you're kind of the opposite of fast we forget the name on the morning commute. Your friend.
Oh, on our old station.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'll be Bill. Yeah, I'm going to beat the crap out of him.
My house or his
they
house.
They actually do know each other.
Yeah, it's my mortgage payment or his, so I win.
All right, Joe. Hey, Joanne, thanks for calling in.
Good luck.
Thanks very much.
She knew exactly what we'd be facing.
She used to probably listen to us when she was...
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, she's familiar with the lineup, so...
Did your wife say to you this morning, because it's your last show?
I said, no.
Okay,
it's time to move on, you know?
So, I don't know.
The last show we just did at the last radio station we were at here in L.A. I was like, that's the one. Yeah.
Not you.
You're coming up to us. Aren't you going to cry?
Yeah.
The specific station and the means of distribution doesn't matter to us, you know. People who like us will find us eventually. So anyway, for those of you who, this is the last hour of the show.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Maybe someday. You'll hear it again.
All right.
We got to take a break right now. This is the John and Ken Show.
John and Ken on News Radio 55 WGR Buffalo.
There must be a million. WGR, News Radio 55. Welcome. This is John and Ken Show. John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo. This is the John and Ken Show.
And the number to call is 888 John Ken, 888-564-6536. This is the last live show of the John and Ken syndication business. But you picked a special hour. A full-length review of Episode 1, Star Wars, The Phantom Menace.
How many minutes is that going to be so I can schedule things properly?
14, I think.
14 minutes?
I'm just kidding.
14-minute review.
That's about,
really?
5 or less.
Okay. 5 or less.
I got carried away writing it.
It's all right.
It's the most anticipated movie of our lifetime. Really Gone with the Wind matched it when it was released back in 1939. For hype and anticipation.
Oh.
And leak. I didn't know the cast and the plot. Yeah, there was a lot of excitement back then.
I didn't know there was such a thing as hype in 1939.
You know,
what, that was a relatively recent invention, really?
No. Well, people don't realize that, while everything's relative, like all the sensationalism around, say, the O.J. murder, the O.J. trial, they're kind of, the Lindbergh kidnapping.
Oh, Lindbergh kidnapping.
Reached that level of hype for its time.
And for the ability of the media, to saturate us.
Yeah, what media there was then.
Yeah. Which was mostly newspapers and a little radio.
My theory is cycling, John.
Spiraling.
It's spiraling.
All right. This is our last live hour. If you hear any stuff later this evening, it's tape delay. If you hear any stuff tomorrow, it's reruns. If you hear any stuff after Friday, it's people illegally running our show. But we don't care. We're not going to prosecute or anything. But
what? I want my copyright.
You can run the reruns the rest of the year, Adam.
You got a lawyer.
So we're going to let you call in. You can, it's the hour of anything. You can rage. Got any issue you want to bring up? Just want to say goodbye. You want to tell us you're happy we're getting lost? Whatever. We don't care. One thing I did want to mention, and if anybody saw this, and you could describe what you saw, I'd appreciate it. It's the Rosie O'Donnell thing with Tom Selleck.
Yeah, that's it.
I've never watched the Rosie O'Donnell show, because I can't stand her, and we always worked when her show was on.
I have never liked her delivery, her style, even when she was a comic. and she would show up in some movies and just ruin them for me. Even though some claim, oh, she was great in that movie because she was a tough broad who was yelling at the guy.
I don't get her.
I watched like 5 minutes of the TV talk show and it's enough.
I don't think she's somebody that straight guys are going to get.
Well, they're not going to be attractive.
I think it's something that our middle-aged housewives get into.
Yeah, I don't know if she's got a big female audience.
Yeah, but it's not young female. I think young females look at her like...
Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, who are you?
You know, who are you kidding? But I think the only middle-aged housewives would fall for the idea.
I thought young women wouldn't mind her because she's kind of brash and outspoken, and women otherwise in movies and TV are giving her a role of more sexuality and...
Yeah, but benignness. Young women young people don't spend any time watching TV during the day.
No. I was thinking about today when I was looking at the lineup, as you know, Donnie Marie was coming up, and I was watching a news program, and next was Donnie Marie, and I said, I realize that there's money to be made in this business, but if you're advertising in these shows, who are these buyers? Do they have money? They're probably brain dead, the welfare, old.
Middle class housewives. Look at the stuff they advertise. They advertise a lot of women's products. A lot of family products.
These people run out and buy the stuff.
You can make millions doing almost anything. Anyway, Rosie O'Donnell and Tom Selleck had an NRA debate because he's a member. Yeah, Selleck came on to promote whatever stupid movie he's got out.
It's called Love Letters. It opens tomorrow, and apparently, for a strange twist, Ellen DeGeneres has a crush on him in the movie. But anyway.
Oh, I'm going to go see that. That's like Rosie O'Donnell claiming she got a crush on Tom Cruise. Yeah, I believe that. Selleck's a member of the NRA. In fact, he shills for the NRA. He gives speeches.
He's done commercials.
He does commercials. His face was in there. I didn't know that. His face is currently in a print ad for the NRA.
I had read years ago that he was right-wing, but I didn't know about his gun involvement.
No, yeah, he's completely cracked.
And there are actually very few right-wing actors and actresses.
The ones who are the macho action guys. like Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Charlton Heston, Selleck. They're the real rugged men. Maybe Ellen DeGeneres.
She's not right wing.
She's a manly woman. So anyway, he got on to plug the movie, and you know, nobody who goes on these shows wants any spontaneous moments, any unusual moments. They go on to plug their stupid movie. The publicists beat on the producer's head to make sure that no embarrassing questions will be asked about the star's personal life or professional failures. So he sits down, and he's drinking a little bit of tea, apparently. Rosie started wailing into him. Started blasting Selleck, saying, "There's no reason, in my opinion, to have guns. You want to have a hunting rifle? Great. A handgun? Great." And Selleck was literally sipping his tea and then got angry and shot back at her. "Do you really think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution to guarantee hunting and target shooting? Do you really think that?" And Rosie replies, and people were applauding her in the audience, "I think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution so we can have muskets when the British people come over in 1800. I don't think it's... Oh, my God, I lost page two here.
Oh, no.
I was getting
into that.
Hey, oh, here it is.
You were creating a great moment.
I screwed this up. What did I do with page two?
I call her the reincarnation of Ethel Merman. It seems like the same person has come back.
Yeah, I don't think... Oh, damn.
Like, you got all weak.
I had two out of the three pages. What the hell? I screwed up.
Yeah, you always do.
I always do.
She got pretty wound up over Columbine shooting, so I guess she couldn't help herself on the gun thing with Selleck.
No,
she was crying, right? Apparently, she was on Kathy. She was substituting for Kathy Lee Gifford a few weeks ago after the shooting.
Well, now she's blubbering apologies.
Because she's known as the queen of nice, and she probably feels I shouldn't have done that. My image is that I have a nice, relaxed, friendly talk show, and there I went, you know.
Well, you made some comments. She had the,
Mine's in the trash, so he can't get my copy. He'll have to go dig it out of the trash. She had Star Wars figurines on the desk, and she's been pumping the Star Wars movie because he gets into every pop culture.
Oh, crap.
Annoying. I mean, if Eminem introduces a new candy, she'll talk about it for 3 days. But
she likes having power.
He made a crack that she's got these figurines for a movie that has a lot of violence in it, and she's talking to me about the guns.
Well, yeah, and she also does commercials for Kmart, and Kmart sells guns.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I found page two. So she says, I think the Second Amendment is in the Constitution so we can have muskets when the British people come over in 1800. I don't think it's in the Constitution to have assault weapons in the year 2000.
I think she's right, though.
This is the problem. People with opposing views, there is no compromise. You feel attacked, I feel attacked. And so it goes, I haven't attacked you. I disagreed with you. I haven't mentioned assault weapons once. I didn't come on your show to have a debate. I came on your show to plug a movie. That's what I'm doing here.
Yeah,
I think
right.
You're being stupid.
No, he's right.
I was saying, but you know what's great? It's like, it's an honest moment.
That's right. Right.
There's an honest moment.
I'm happy here, and oh, look, it's coming out. Now, my next great celebrity guest, I can kiss his ass.
The publicists hate this stuff. They want this phony, phony, kissy, kissy goop.
Well, yeah, how is that going to help you sell a movie? Are people going to run out and watch his love letter movie because he had this NRA debate with Rosie?
No.
They want the middle-aged housewives.
Middle-aged housewives. They want
to
go in.
They don't go to movies anyway.
Well, if they go, though, they're going to go to a love letter movie, and they're going to oogle Tom Selleck.
Oogle? Oogle? Is that a word?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Oogle. What are you saying here? He tells her, I think you're being stupid. Do you think it's proper to have a debate about the NRA? I'm trying to be fair with you. This is absurd. You're calling me a spokesman for the NRA? Don't put words in my mouth. You're questioning my humanity. And then finally, Rosie says, this isn't the way I hoped it would go.
He got a little dramatic there, didn't he?
Yeah.
You're questioning my humanity.
Oh, get over yourself, my humanity.
Well, but didn't she shoot back that you did the commercial for the NRA, so you are a spokesman for the NRA, which is true.
Well, eventually, she started apologizing. If you feel insulted by my questions, I apologize. It was not a personal attack. I meant to bring up the subject, and if it was wrong, I apologize to you on a personal level. And Selleck scowled at her. It's your show, and you can talk about it after I leave, too. Now, a Hollywood manager named Linda Bensky is quoted, and she says, O'Donnell's rant could hurt future celebrity bookings because it's known as a guest-friendly show. And if you see people on a show being attacked, they're not going to put themselves in that situation.
Well, honestly, I wouldn't go if you're a gun guy, but there's so few of them.
She wouldn't attack most of those. So now here's the follow-up story. Another apology today from Rosie O'Donnell to Tom Selleck. At the start of today's show, O'Donnell gave a lengthy explanation, saying that Selleck was aware they would be discussing not only the movie but the NRA. But she says he might not have been prepared for how passionate or opinionated she would be. She never intends to embarrass her or humiliate her guests, and she personally apologized.
Too late. We all got the poop on.
You know something? If that happened every day on her show, and I don't mean
watch.
I don't like this. Like, most talk shows have stage confrontations, all the, the Springer stuff. Either that or the kissy-ass stuff, like that's Rosie O'Donnell. But if you put real people on the air, and they just would really be spontaneous and start talking about each other and feel comfortable with it,
yeah,
it's kind of an idea behind,
like, politically incorrect tries to do that. Then people don't talk about
their
feelings on it. And
yeah,
out of that entertainment mode.
Except I've watched that show, and it's a good show, but sometimes they could tell the people are very self-conscious about airing their views because they're not used to airing their views in public.
Right. But yeah. Celebrities only talk about something
Some nights they're very cautious and they're tiptoeing around each other.
This has been Rosie and Tom on to discuss guns and violence.
All right, we come back.
Yeah, your chance. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to say goodbye? You want to say good riddance? You want to rage about something?
Any issue you want to bring up?
We're tired. We're not doing anything for you anymore. You tell us what you want to talk about. The number is 888-JOHN-KEN. 888-564-6536.
This is the John and Ken Show.
Well, these fellas, John and Ken, have done like a dinner in the microwave. So Monday night, we got the all-new Rick Emerson Show. Start Monday night, 6 o'clock, right here on News Radio 55, the WGR Buffalo.
The forecast from Buffalo's
John and Ken Show.
Call us toll-free. Your turn. 888-JOHN-KEN, 888-564-6536.
All right, our last live hour. Call in about anything you want. Let's go to... Dee Dee, you're on the John and Ken Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm just glad you guys are leaving. And, hello?
Yeah, we're
fine. Okay. I can't wait to hear the rest.
No, why is that? Why do you want us to, why are you happy we're going?
You guys say you guys don't have a religion or believe in God, and you always have street preachers, evangelists, you guys always have religious issues, and you guys say it's your program. Why do you have these programs on air when you guys don't believe in them?
Well, I never said I didn't believe in God. I just don't, I don't belong to a religion. I don't, let me talk.
Jeez, if you want a response, hold on for a while.
I just don't believe in any religion, and lots of people do, so it's fascinating to find out why they need religion. Because all the religions, you know, are invented, they're man-made, and I'm just curious how people get attached to them emotionally and feel like this is the final word when
nobody knows.
But if they give somebody hope and a peace to believe, you know, that is true.
But why do you believe? Because you need hope and peace, so you find a belief?
No, we need redemption.
We need redemption?
Yeah.
I don't need redemption. I guess that's why I'm not in any religion. Thanks for the call.
You're turning soda bottles
for redemption. See, I don't walk around feeling like I need to be redeemed. I guess religious, a lot of devoutly religious people feel like they need to be redeemed. I guess they've been very sinful and bad. So I don't think I've been sinful and bad, so I don't walk around with that need. Let's go to Adina. You're on the John and Ken show.
Well, from the religious to the profane, first just wanted to say that I have been born and raised in San Francisco, which means that I have both a genetic and somewhat environmental predisposition toward hating Los Angeles.
That's so true.
But this is actually made me think about moving to La La Land, since I won't be able to hear you up here anymore. And I'm wondering if there's going to be any 12-step programs. This is sort of the worst withdrawal I think I'll be through since the OJ trial ended.
Is it going to be that bad for you, huh?
Oh yeah, I think it's going to be tough.
You got an internet hookup on your computer?
Yes.
KABC.com, July 1st.
Okay.
Just get up early.
I'll only have to do this for a little while to go through.
Yeah, well, 5.5 weeks. Yeah,
maybe I don't even have to go to a meeting.
We're going on vacation, and if you became a fan of ours, if you can deal with the time, it's going to be 5 to 9 in the morning on the West Coast.
All right.
So if you're up during those hours, you can hook up the computer, you can hear us.
Okay, well, these last hour, 5 a.m.
5 to 9, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, drive time in LA starts early.
People work 9 to 5. We work 5 to 9.
I thought it was early, too. And I drove to the airport.
That's right, on those freeways.
A
lot of cars out there.
I drove to the airport to take my in-laws one day at 5:30 in the morning, and I was shocked how jammed the highways are. I understood why morning shows start at 5 a.m. in LA.
Yeah, well, because I fly down there a lot, and it's deadly.
But amazing. All right.
I had a final question for Ken.
Got it.
Enjoy the movie reviews that I really enjoyed. Your review of a nameless hotel in a desert in an adjoining state shortly after it opened.
One of the Vegas casinos.
Very good, John.
And I wondered, I was trying to be good, and I wondered if you had visited either one that had an initial M or one that had an initial V. And if you had comments about them.
I did spend some time at the one that's got the initial M, and it was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
One of the best places I've ever stayed at.
All right.
See, that's
all right.
Funny. I have not visited the V.
I was on Memorial Day weekend, and I was trying to pick.
The V will be next trip.
All right.
Thanks very much.
The Mandalay Bay and Venetian.
Oh, all right.
The Mandalay Bay was great. Unbelievably... This is where you're going.
You're
going
to do a Vegas casino review?
No, maybe that should be a side business.
Cryptic.
I only stay there for a couple of days, but when I do go, I usually try to stay at different places because there's literally tons of them.
Let's go to Mike. You're on the John and Ken show.
Hello?
Yeah, I got 30 seconds, Mike.
I just called to say I love the show, but I called to say how much I hate everybody in the software industry. They're just geeky and buffoons with their shiny cars and shiny eyeglasses. And the fact that some of these companies gave their whole staff a day off to go watch Star Wars. And like you say, these are your words, there's no geek like a science fiction geek.
No, they're the worst kind.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I really want to say.
All right. Well, very good, Mike.
Good views on religion.
All right.
Thank you very much. Maybe even with but minutes to go for the program. All right, more of your calls at 888-JOHN-KEN, 888-564-6536.
And the Star Wars review coming up next half hour. This is the John and Ken Show.
Who the hell?
The Thursday night John and Ken Show on WGR 55.
This is the John and Ken Show. John Colbell, Ken Champo. The toll-free number is 888-JOHN-KEN, 888-564-6536. All right, John left. What happened?
Oh,
I thought maybe you decided not to do the last 20 minutes. We all looked up, and it was time to come back in the air, and there was no John.
Sorry,
that's what I had. talking with somebody and I forgot
the time.
I forgot the reentry time, yeah.
I thought it was
the same.
This
no,
the hour.
I thought it was another minute. My fault, yeah.
That's pretty
bad.
That's
all your stuff was. I said, well, his bag's here. I didn't say goodbye. I almost never do
this. Maybe he's decided, all I've got left to do is the Star Wars.
I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to get a Star Wars.
I might as well fill up the rest of the hour with it.
I was in my car, actually. The motor was running, and I'm thinking, oh, all right, I'll go back.
I appreciate it. That's right. It's plenty of people to talk to.
Well, it's funny because I need to talk to you.
I'm going to take a half hour off. I'm going to take 5 weeks off from talking to you.
All right. Let's see here. It's the final half hour or last live hour. Anything else you hear is tape delayed or rerun or whatever. So get your calls in. This will be the last segment we take calls, and then Ken's going to do a Star Wars review. Let's go to Leah. Leah, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hi, John and Ken.
Hi.
I'm calling from Vancouver up here in Canada, and I just want to tell you guys that I really enjoy your show. I listen on the way home. I don't know who I'm going to listen to now on the radio, but my boyfriend's dad also listens to you, and first he thought you guys were kind of annoying, but you grew on him, so we often talk about your show in the evening.
Well, we are kind of annoying.
But one of my more favorite shows was not too long ago, actually, when you got people to phone in about the if they've ever phoned up these 1-800 numbers in the back of trucks.
Yeah, to report a bad driver.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. But anyways, I don't want to take too much time. I just want to tell you I miss you because you guys are really great.
Oh, thank you.
I hope I can listen to you one day if I'm down in L.A.
Come visit the station, call in, say hello, take you to lunch.
And the internet at KABC.com.
Okay, can you say hi to Gordon? He's my boyfriend's dad. He's the one that listens to you. He's probably listening right now.
Hi to Gordon. See you someday.
Thank you.
All right, Leah, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks a lot.
Ordinary requests are suddenly fulfilled because this is the last live show.
I'm wondering, I'm not saying hi to anybody. Get off my, get out of here. Karen, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say you guys are real sweethearts, and I love you.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm really going to miss you. I'm from Vancouver, too.
Yeah, I know. Okay. You know, the guys at C-Fun are great. There's a few guys I want to mention.
Okay.
Guys at C-Fun. Ken Cole in Sacramento, Jim Pastrick in Buffalo,
right.
And a few other guys. If I don't mention
they really believed in us, and
yeah,
thank them.
Big supporters, big fans, and they helped to make this work for the 2.5 years.
Oh, that's good. You made me laugh and cry and everything.
Wow.
And I hope you got my email. But anyway,
I
can ask something.
What?
What did you do with the OJ poster?
Oh, I have it at home.
Ken has it at home.
You still haven't done anything with it?
Well, we're going to, but I'm afraid it's not going to be done on the syndicated show.
Okay.
Yeah. It will be destroyed in some way.
Okay, I will miss you. We'll all miss you.
All right, thanks very much.
Bye.
Somebody in Vancouver emailed me, I meant to tell you this, saying goodbye. And it's a woman. She recently got a new kitten, and she named the kitten after us.
What?
There's a kitten in Vancouver named Shanbilt.
Shanbilt?
Shanbilt.
Shampoo and Cobalt.
Yeah, Shanbilt, she called it.
Oh, man.
Well, we're going to live on.
Oh, it's in Vancouver?
Vancouver, yes. We're living on as a kitten.
Great. No, I thought it was
simple. That's all we get.
Okay.
Scott, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hey, guys, I just decided my wife's pregnant. I'm naming our kid Shanbilt.
Well, you know, John Kenneth is a good, strong boy's name, I think.
I think Kenneth John's actually better.
Well, yeah, all right, we'll go either way on this.
Nobody uses the middle name.
I'll tell my wife. Anyway, I just want to let you know you're killing me. I was in L.A. when you took over for the freak like us, and I moved to the Bay Area like 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Couldn't hear you. Just moved to Sacramento a week ago. I came home, said, honey, you're not going to believe this on the radio. She said, John and Ken. Next day, honey, you're not going to believe how I'm not going to hear anymore. But anyway.
Bad timing.
You guys are great. Thank you very much.
Well, at least we spent a week together.
You got it. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, it's like the guy who called in each last hour. I've been listening to the show for a half hour. I really like it. I also like your last
hour. He's just heard the show. The last live show.
Let's go to...
Actually, tuning in the last Seinfeld episode. Oh, I like this show.
What? Debbie, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hi. I'm a right-wing wacko that is going to miss you so much.
Oh,
we have nothing else to listen to in Oregon but you.
Well, you're kind of an open-minded right-wing wacko.
Yes.
Oh,
so I used to listen to you in L.A. when we lived there, and finally found you here, and now you're leaving.
Yeah, you got to come back to L.A.
Absolutely.
But there's got to be lots of right-wing wacko talk shows you can listen to. There's tons of them around.
You're the best, and we're going to miss you so much.
All right. Thank you very much, Debbie.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
there should be no shortage of choices. You're right, right?
Yeah,
talk show.
Yeah,
no
really.
Shortage. Entertaining right wing guy, that'd be trouble. Paul!
Hello!
Paul, the 12-year-old from Buffalo.
How you guys doing?
Fine.
All right, well, I'm listening off Jim Patrick's station up here. I've only been listening for a year. But, you know, you guys have been great, very entertaining.
Thank you.
Why are you leaving? It doesn't make any sense.
if you lived our lives, it would make sense.
All right. Well, you guys have been a great influence on me. I love, you know, I'll keep this short. I'll try my best. You guys often said I should go on a talk radio. I plan to try and do that. You guys have been a great influence. You got a great show. If I ever get the internet, I'll tune you guys in.
I'll get the internet. It's good for a 12-year-old.
Is it true that, Ken, are you really quitting, Ken? You said that before, previous show.
Well, no, we're not quitting. We're just taking a new job.
John, you said that you were going to do it.
John
said he was retiring.
1 hour
in
the open.
That was just a temporary fit.
Was it?
It's just a joke.
Listen, Paul, someday if you get into radio, you will have those moments. Okay, trust me, all right? Part of the job, periodically, you just want to put down your headphones and say, this is the last idiot I'm talking to on the radio, all right? Just one of those that
I remember you said that.
All right, Paul, listen, good luck. And
how did you turn 13 by now?
No, in about a month. June 26th, you know, that'll be the big 13.
That's the big 13, all right.
Well, like, whenever you drop out of high school to get in the radio, give us a call. We'll try to help you out, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye, Paul.
Paul's been around all 2 years. They're on that station.
Yeah. We got Jeff here. Jeff, you're on the John and Ken show.
I'll never believe that guy's only 12.
Yeah, he's a very bright kid.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
He's probably going to be an irritating talk show host in 10 years.
He'll take you guys over.
Yeah, it might take our slot.
Yeah, I've called in a bunch of times. I had a story about a guy got his tongue cut out, and I run computer networks and talk about Y2K. And
I remember the tongue story.
Yeah, things like that. But, you know, I think you guys might be wrong. I think the one program you had on about how old people stick with the same stuff, I think your dad stuck with, was it Brill Cream or some kind of oil for his...
Vitalis.
Yeah. But I think, like, a lot of people my age and stuff are catching on to your show, and I really hope you guys go back into syndication someday.
We'll
stick with you.
Yeah, well, for now, we're going to do the mornings in Los Angeles, and that won't be syndicated. But,
yeah.
You know, someday, if the radio business gets logical and the syndication business gets logical, and they want to appeal to normal people and not just right-wing political wackos, then we might have a program to offer.
You guys will be better in the morning anyway. I think you guys do a really good job in the morning getting everybody going, especially with that L.A. traffic.
Wow. Thank you very much, Jeff.
I'll miss you guys.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Cindy here. Cindy, you're on the John and Ken show.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for such a great show.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I do a lot of commuting in our each direction in the Northern California area, and I know what L.A. traffic's all about. You guys are going to be great down there.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, yeah, that's the
way we were before we were syndicated for... We've been on in L.A. for six and a half years. So we
took our show and made it broader a couple of years back, and now we're going back to making it just an L.A. show.
Wow. Well, it makes the traffic livable. Really interested.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars.
Yep. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks. Let's go to...
In fact, there's more cars on the road in L.A. at some times of the day than there are populations in some of the larger cities in this country, which is amazing.
Joe, you're on the John and Ken show.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
Good. I just wanted to call and say I'm going to miss you guys. You guys are fantastic. I'm calling from Sacramento, and you just make the day worthwhile. Everything else is a waste of time, but you guys are fantastic. And John, whether you know it or not, you're a libertarian, and that's the reason I listen. You are absolutely fantastic. You and Art Bell, those are the only two things I listen to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's
awesome. Too. I love your show. It's so right on. And that's why people can't pigeonhole you, because you are a libertarian. You're not conservative. Yeah. You're not liberal. You're a libertarian.
Yeah, well, we don't speak to the people in the church.
That's it. And that's what it's common sense. It's down the middle common sense. It's what the average person, the middle person, wants to hear, right? Not the right-wing wacko or the liberal kooks. It's right down the middle.
And that's what nobody in talk radio wants the program to.
And that's unfortunate, because all you get are the right-wing wackos, or you get the left wackos, and you don't get the common sense, average, common man, which is what you deliver. And that's why your show has been so successful, and unfortunately.
I want the people to know this was a successful syndicated run, and we could have kept it going for quite a while. We're just choosing to take an opportunity that we wanted.
And that makes sense. I mean, it makes a lot of sense because, you know, the airways just tend to be right-wing wackos. Mm-hmm. You get lumped in with that.
Yeah.
But people have said that are absolutely incorrect because that's not what you are.
All right. Thanks very much. We're just choosing to have an easier life.
Yeah, I mean, we had pretty good growth, but for it to grow further would have been difficult considering the climate of the talk radio around the country.
Linda, you're on the Johnny Ken Show.
Just wanted to call from Sacramento and say goodbye. When you guys took over for Lycus, I was pissed, but I really liked you.
Well, thank you.
So, thanks a lot.
That happened in two places.
I hope to hear from you again.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Thanks very much for the call. Last one
over for that moron in two places, and people loved it.
Ken, you get to be the last call.
Woo-hoo. Hey, I just want to say, Matt, it's going to be bummed because you're the only people with common sense on the radio. You know, I listen to you. I'm in Sacramento. I used to listen to you in Hawaii, which had all really bad radio, and L.A.
Anyway.
I'm going to have to actually get in the 20th century and buy a computer so I can get on the Internet.
That's right. Internet, KBC.com, starting July 1st, 5 to 9 Pacific time in the morning.
Yeah, if they have other people now, email me and bother me now.
Well, you don't have to have email. You can have an Internet account without getting email.
Yeah, you don't have to.
All right, Ken, thanks for calling.
All right, you guys have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we come back.
Yeah, the only thing left.
Now I'm really going to go in the car.
What?
The Star Wars movie review.
Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace.
When we return. This is The John and Ken Show.